Welcome to Minnesota Arts on the Road. I'm Glenn Brockett. This time around, we welcome Gary Emerson. Gary Emerson has been rocking and rolling all over the Northland for 50 plus years. In this hour, we'll get to know Gary Emerson both in his words and through his music. It's a trip down rock and roll, early rock and roll memory lane, as well as a few country-flavored originals thrown in along the way. It's Gary Emerson on this edition of Minnesota Arts on the Road. Minnesota Arts on the Road is supported through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar like a ringing a bell. Go, go,
go, go,
go, Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
go, Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
go, Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
Johnny, be good. He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack, go sit beneath a tree by the railroad track. Oh, the engineer would see him sitting in the shade, strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made. When people passing by, they would stop and say, oh my, but that little country boy could play. Go, go,
go,
go, Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
go, Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
go, Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
Johnny, go, go, go. Go, Johnny, be good. Ha! His mother told him someday that you would be a man, and you will be the leader of a big old band. Many people coming from miles around to hear you play your music when the sun goes down. Maybe someday your name will be in lights, saying Johnny, 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 be good tonight. Go, go,
go,
go, Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
Johnny, go, go, go,
go,
go, Johnny, be good.
So Gary Emerson, where did you get started playing music?
Well, I began piano lessons when I was 7 years old in Fargo, North Dakota. Private lessons. Actually, I went to school in second grade, and they were offering piano lessons as a group. I did that for 2 weeks, came home, and I told my parents I need a piano. So they bought me a very good Akersonic Baldwin piano. 2 more weeks, I came back and said, I'm done at school. I want my own instructor. So 2 blocks away, there was a teacher across the street. So that's how I got started.
You told me that you did a CD for your, is it your 50th class reunion?
Yes, 50th class reunion. I started the project about 2 years ago. And what I wanted to do to have it ready for my 50th high school reunion last summer, it wasn't done. It was just too much to get done. But what I did is I used a lot of musicians that I worked with over the years. And, of course, you being from Thief River, Al Finney is on here on this album. He's on Johnny Be Good and some of the other songs, about 5 songs. And, of course, his brother Maury is on them, several of the songs. It turned out, actually, the picture's from my yearbook. This was taken in 59, and the yearbook, of course, come out the following spring.
And this is a very Jerry Lee Lewis-like pose that you're in here.
Exactly,
so this is very much, I mean, just by looking at it, it's a black and white picture. You've got an old ribbon microphone here in front of you, it looks like.
Yep.
And the hair is slicked back, dressed to the nines, and playing the piano. That pretty much sums it up. What year was that?
The picture was taken in 59. Actually, I'm singing Great Balls of Fire. You can't hear it in the picture, but you can hear it on the CD.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, and then, of course, it was put in the yearbook when we graduated that year. So I figured, why not use it for the cover?
So did you have a band?
No, they not at that time. I didn't get into having my own bands until the 60s. I always played with other groups. It was very interesting to learn stuff what other groups were doing. And I think the first band I was in was since fall of 61. And then what happens, Maury Finney had the Charms going in 62, and he needed a piano player, and he asked me to join the group. Well, we went and did some recording in Minneapolis and put out some records, 45s back in those days. And that's led us to be a good friendship for all our life. And that led us into this Minnesota Country and Rock and Roll Country Hall of Fame, because you got to have some kind of recording done and on the market to qualify for that. So that was cool.
Hello, you hot-looking heifer. Yeah, this is your old bull calling, honey. That's right. You know what I like? Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. We're gonna walk, we're gonna talk, make the world go upside down. Just love a little girl like a big-eyed girl. I'm gonna act so funny, spend all my money, gonna feel real good like a lonely goose. Wow, baby, that's what I like. Huh? What's that? How much? Whoa, no. You gotta be kidding me, woman. Yeah, but you get over here, little woman, and I'll show you what old girl likes. Yeah, all right. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. We're gonna walk, we're gonna talk, make the world go upside down. Just love a little girl like a big-eyed girl. I'm gonna act so funny, spend all my money, gonna feel real good like a lonely goose. Wow, baby, that's what I like. Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. Yeah, but I thought you'd pick me up at 8 and don't be late. Yeah, that's all right, honey, because you know what I'm talking about. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. We're gonna walk, we're gonna talk, make the world go upside down. You love a little girl like a big-eyed girl. I'm gonna act so funny, spend all my money, gonna feel real good like a lonely goose. Wow, baby, that's what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. We're gonna walk, we're gonna talk, make the world go upside down. Just love a little girl like a big-eyed girl. I'm gonna act so funny, spend my money, gonna feel real good like a lonely goose. Wow, baby, that's what I like. Huh? What's that? Call you up on the phone? Yeah. Hear you yap and yap. You get all down the end, honey, you know where you can get it on. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. We're gonna talk, we're gonna walk, make the world go upside down. Just love a little girl like a big-eyed girl. I'm gonna act so funny, spend all my money, gonna feel real good like a lonely goose. Wow, baby, that's what I like.
the best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and the bees. I need money, oh, a lot of money. I want money, that's what I want. Your love can give me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bill. I need money, oh, a lot of money. I want money, that's what I want. Yeah.
So when you had those 45s made, what did you do with them back in the day?
Well, with the Charms, it was Jerry Diamond out of Hallock had a record label. And Maury had a couple of them out with the Charms then. And then we got on the Studio City Records out of Minneapolis and did a couple songs there. And then I had one song called What You Gonna Do When the Creek Goes Dry. And we weren't on a label or anything, so I just went and had RCA and Hollywood print them up for me, just using my own name. And we'd sell them. I mean, they'd sell right out. 45 RPMs were just a hot seller.
What'd you sell them for? How much?
You know, I think they were $1. Something like that. You're testing my memory now.
So where'd you play around here?
Well, back in those days, the pavilions were great. Well, let's see. I think Bachelor's Grove over in North Dakota, north of Grand Forks, and Herb Johnson's Barn. That's still going. The Maple Lake Pavilion was one of our favorites. Detroit Lakes Pavilion. Yeah, there was all these pavilions, and they're just great.
I've heard of the Maple Lake Pavilion, but I guess I've never really understood what it was. For people who don't know, what was the pavilion scene all about?
Well, a lot of times you had roller skating parties in there, private parties, and then come Sunday night, KSU would have bands, big bands, come from Kansas, and, you know, like the Drifters and, you know, the Green Men, Roscoe and the Green Men, the Everly Brothers out there. It goes on and on and on. She had big names, Conway Twitty. And then she'd have local bands. Like, I was in a group called the Continentals in 63. And we played there a lot.
So how many people would show up for something like the Everly Brothers at the Maple Lake Pavilion? And was it a seated thing or was it dancing?
There was no chairs in the place at all. None. It's a beautiful roller skating rink, all wood. And no place to sit down. People either stand and watch the show or dance. Or if you didn't want to go in, you could look through the screen windows and listen and see what was going on.
Hey! Hey! tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight if you just treat her right. Gotta squeeze real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like I knew you would. She won't treat you right if you don't treat her right. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation like a natural man. And you'll be glad every night if you just treat her right. Practice my method just as hard as you can. You get a good reputation like a natural man. And you'll be glad every night if you just treat her right.
Call!
So music has really been a theme for you all through your life, because you owned a music store too, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. I started a music store in 1985. And then when the flood came in 97, I decided to get out of retail store and just do commercial sound and video stuff now. I installed.
So you're doing installations in people's homes or?
No, I'm a commercial. More of a church market, school market, business market, that type of thing. And then I operate a recording studio. That's how I was able to do my own, spend all the time I want mixing it, see?
So do you record other groups too?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've had other groups in. The Overtones from Rosal. Great gospel. They came and did a Christmas CD last year. They sound just great. Four-part harmony, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've had several groups in.
So the music of the 50s that you have on this CD, that's something that it seems like, even though those songs were recorded 50-plus years ago, people still know them, people still love them, even the younger people.
I know. Yeah, it's really something when you play some of these songs, everybody seems to recognize it. I think one of the favorite ones I got in here is What I Say by Ray Charles. I actually got an old Wurlitzer, the piano, to duplicate the sound that Ray Charles used. Mm-hmm. And I've got horn section and girl backup singers. I did the whole cat's meow to get that to sound as close as what he did.
Tell me what I say right now. Tell me what I say.
You're listening to Gary Emerson on this edition of Minnesota Arts on the Road.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together while our hearts were young. I'm a-walking in the rain, tears are falling, I feel the pain, wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And I wonder,
suppose it's easier than ever these days in the studio to be able to work on these things, but back when you were first making these records, back in the early 60s, like you said, I'm sure the equipment was quite a bit more primitive.
Well, you're limited to tracks, you know, two-track, three-track systems, you know, and analog. Of course, I still use an analog 16-track machine, and then I master down to digital. I like the something about, and still, a lot of studios in Nashville still use the 16-track or 24-track tape to get the warm. There's a different sound between transistor, just digital processing, versus analog. There's a warm feeling. Yeah, I kind of like that.
Do you ever go back to, like, do you have a CD of your old recordings?
Well, yes, I do. In fact, 1975, I recorded two CDs, and one of them is the Fabulous 50s, which was kind of the stuff I was enjoying then. And then I got back in 1975, I released a original country CD. I wrote the whole song, all the songs. And at that time, I had Bill Anderson's band back me up in the studio. And because I had Bill Anderson's band, Doug Reno was a drummer, and he was from Nitshe, North Dakota. So he lined up all the musicians and the singers. And geez, we had singers from the Grand Ole Opry back me up on this country. That was pretty good.
Did you record that in Nashville?
Oh, yeah. These two were done at LSI in Nashville.
And so what was your ultimate goal for going to Nashville and recording the album?
I'll just say that I've been to Nashville. And I actually recorded both those albums in 1 week. It was 6 hours or 9 hours a day laying down the basic tracks. And there's like 20 songs there between the two CDs. So it took some time. I was well prepared when I went down there. When you got 10 musicians in a room, you want to make sure you're prepared.
So did you get any traction with these? Did you get some airplay in your home area or anything?
Oh, yeah,
back?
I got some airplay, you know. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Now I work on my job till 5:30, paying my bills, trying to survive without a woman to wait for me. I jump in my car for my night is free. Heading up Main Street to my favorite place. Thought I'd stop in and have a quick taste. The joint is packed by 7:45. Everybody thinks I look so straight. Barstool man, doing what I can. They all think they understand, so they call me a barstool.
drops a quarter in the record machine. The place starts jumping, you know what I mean. The girl across the room, she looks at me. I look at her, we seem to agree. I get next to her and ask her to dance. But some big dude wants his chance. About face I make, trying to look cool. It's one more drink and it's back on my stool.
Barstool man, doing what I can. They all think they understand, so they call me a barstool man.
One o'clock comes and the place is closed. I say goodnight and go on home. I wish some night a girl would say, Barstool man, don't go away.
Barstool man, doing what I can. They all think they understand, so they call me a barstool man. Barstool man, doing what I can.
Riding this train to Georgia, feeling sad and blue, 'cause I left my only love for saying things were not true. 3 short years we lived together, life was happy and new, but I know I didn't do right till I learned this golden rule. Do unto her as she has done unto you. Give her all the love she needs, the love that's good and true. Love her as that kind of woman that learns the golden. Do unto her as she has done unto you. Said someday I'd change my way, come back and make things new. And now's the time when I can say I've learned this golden rule. Do unto her as she has done unto you. Give her all the love she needs, the love that's good and true. Love her as that kind of woman that learns the golden rule. Do unto her as she has done. Guess it's time I jumped this train, 'cause now I understand. I'm not the type to roam around, I'll be her loving man. Do unto her as she has done unto you. Give her all the love she needs, the love that's good and true. Love her as that kind of woman that learns the golden rule. Do unto her as she has done unto you.
So what are you doing these days music-wise, aside from your installations and things? You playing quite a bit still?
Well, still, yeah. Maury Finney and I, because he lives 2 miles from me, we get out and play special events, and when his horn is on stage with my sound, it sounds great, you know?
You know, one thing that I've mentioned, I've talked with, you know, Carl and some other folks that played in sort of the early 60s, 70s bands around, that it seems to me like maybe younger people, teenagers, aren't as into making their own music and playing in bands nowadays like they were a generation ago. Do you think that is true?
Well, there's a certain amount. Yeah, technology has really changed everything. I mean, it doesn't take much to record yourself nowadays. You got these little iPads and all this digital stuff you can carry around and just put some background music to it and sing it and show it to your friends, you know. But there are some real up-and-coming musicians that like to practice an instrument and try get a bass guitarist or a drummer and put something together. And that's still popular, even though the style of music might be real heavy rock. Or there's some bands that at their age, they like to play just the blues or reggae or just real heavy rock. They got crunchy guitar going all night, you know. But I think it's great that the tools are out there, you know, like the good PA systems, the effects for the guitars, great keyboards out there. And the keyboards are just, I can't believe what's going to happen 20 years from now with the keyboard industry. The sounds they put out now is great.
Yeah, you were on the stage just by yourself, and it sounded like you had a full complement of musicians with you.
That's what you're hearing is a Yamaha workstation. And a lot of the songs that I do, I found patterns that are very similar in the keyboard. And you can memorize them in the keyboard by just putting up a setting. So the next time you come to the song, you hit a couple buttons, two buttons, and bingo, you got your backup. Then I bring a Roland synthesizer that has good piano sound in it. So I got my two board combination. If you noticed, I was using the keyboard, the piano keyboard, for a lot of the solo sounds.
Yeah, I was watching to see how you were doing that. I imagine that because you have basically a one-man band setup, that allows you to play a lot more places, sort of spur of the moment.
Exactly. Yeah, it works great, you know. It's like you say, everything fits in the back of my truck. No trailers.
And you don't have to worry about somebody calling in sick.
Well, there you go. I'm fully dependable. I even showed up on time.
Well, Gary, thanks for being here today.
Well, I want to thank you, Mark, and Pioneer 90.1 for having me over here in Thief River Falls. It was just great when you called me and I said, yeah, I'm interested. I'll come up there and play for you. That's great.
We'll do this again sometime.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you.
Never to be. No way. when the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. And if the sky we look upon should ever tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, stand by me.
Why on my 50s, you can't see here, but inside it talks about.
Oh, just go right okay. ahead. Inside it talks about what?
Well, anyway, I was going to say, you know, back in the middle 60s, I took a trip out to San Francisco and got involved with a new band called the New Salvation Army Band. We were just up and coming. And we were writing all original material, and we started doing concerts, and we worked for Bill Graham, at that time was manager of Jefferson Airplane, and another artist out there was Blue Chair, who Dickie Peterson was from Grand Forks, and then Janis Joplin and Big Brother and the Holy Company. One night, all three of us were gigging, and Dickie Peterson was sitting across the room, and Jefferson Airplane was on stage, And Janis Joplin come walking in the dressing room. And about that time, I got up from the couch. And my arm bumped her full glass of Southern Comfort right down her white negligee. Yeah, I've never heard so many foul words out of a female in my life. So, but that was, we played a lot of gigs up there with Country Joe and the Fish and, you know, Loading Zone. It was quite a time back in the 60s when acid rock was around. And Candlestick Park had Saturday afternoons and Sunday afternoons. They always had free concerts. It was just a great time back in San Francisco in the 60s.
And what was your connection there? How did you get involved with that scene?
Well, I went out there and I just auditioned for a band that was pretty much organized called the New Salvation Army Band. In fact, we got our butts sued by the Salvation Army. We had to change the name to Salvation. But it was pretty well known that we were a hot band in San Francisco in 66.
Are there recordings now that I could find of that group?
If you go to the website, yeah, you can find some I think the albums, you probably find an album out there someplace. They never had a hit that I know of, but they had a couple albums out. And a lot of the songs that I helped write before I exited the group are on those albums.
Okay. I'll definitely look for those. That's a great story.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I don't know what happens, but it happens every time you walk back. Well, I don't know what it is, but it certainly catches my eye. No, 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 I hope she doesn't run away. Oh, no, 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 what I really meant to say is you're really on my mind, you're really on my mind, and that's a lot about it.
This has been Minnesota Arts on the Road with our special guest, Gary Emerson. Photos and audio from this show and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs can be found at radionorthland.org. Minnesota Arts on the Road is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Pioneer 90.1, I'm Glenn Broggett.